how pleasing firstly is the win and the manner of the win as well.
Yeah, all aspects are pleasing. I thought, take away the scoreline of 2-1 against at half time, I thought the spells of that half have been really good. And it's a difficult one to stomach, really, because we'd gifted them two goals from our perspective, which were poor goals, and we have to work so hard for ours. So I'm delighted with the response and the character shown second half. It would have been easy to go the other way at 2-0 down. And not only from the players, but from the crowd as well. I thought they were absolutely pivotal to that. They allowed the players to grow into the game by supporting them, and I think that made all the difference.
You look at what happened against Blackburn and the manner of the second goal you did. It could have been easy for the crowd to vent their frustration.
Yeah, it could have been. Could have been. They probably had every right to. But the pleasing thing from my perspective is that any negative or any negativity towards the players at that stage of the game would have served no purpose just to make us lose our way even further. So the support the crowd gave the players, as I said, enabled us to get a foothold in the goal. We scored a great goal just before half-time. And that was really the springboard for the second half performance, where we grew in confidence, we played some great football, we scored some really good goals, and we showed that we are a team that can cause teams problems at this level.
Did the goal just before half-time significantly change your half-time message?
Not really. My message was going to be the same, regardless of the goal. Because it was a real feeling of frustration for myself at half-time, frustration that we'd allowed ourselves to get in that position when I felt we were far the superior team, and had allowed ourselves to get knocked by the goals and lose a little bit of belief in what we're trying to do. Thankfully, I think that goal gave us the confidence and we grew into it and obviously got better as the game went on.
And sort of three very quick goals to kill Millwall off as well.
Yeah, got goals of high quality. I mean, our first goal is a fantastic goal. It looks simple when you watch it back, but it's a terrific goal. And there's a couple of really good moves in there that had led to goals. I mean, I think that we're obviously trying to dominate with the ball and trying to dominate with possession, but to do that you have to be brave. We've made a couple of mistakes in the lead up to Millwall goals, but you have to take the rough with the smooth. Certainly have to protect the players and make sure we encourage them to get on the ball again.
And how happy are you that the possession game enabled you to see it out pretty comfortably, really?
Well, I think you just reflect back on the two games where we've been down to 10 men and we've still almost been able to dominate with the ball, especially I think here against Blackburn. Away against Leeds was slightly different, but we were still well in the game, and I think that highlights when we had the 11 players today, we were totally dominant with the ball and made some really good decisions with it and saw the game out comfortably. That's the way I want to play, and that's the way I think we'll get success long term, and I'm really pleased that the players were able to give us what we wanted.
After the fourth goal, Lewis Grubben goes across to celebrate. We think Steve Cook's been caught by an object. How concerned are you by the whole affair there?
Well, I'm not concerned with Cook. He looks like he's okay. I think any incident like that does leave you concerned with the safety of your players in mind, and players should be able to play football without fear being on the end of something being thrown at them. It's a difficult one for Grabs. He'd been pillared all afternoon, and obviously when we were losing, he was getting slaughtered. And of course, there's a little bit of retribution from him. He'd scored the goal, but he didn't do anything wrong. I don't think he's obscene in his gestures. He's just walked out, you know, celebrated near them. It's a tough one, but certainly we don't want to see that at this ground.
The only thing that takes the gloss off the day for you, I guess?
Doesn't take the gloss off the day for me. I think it's something that we need to learn from it in terms of safety in football, but that doesn't take the gloss for me that the players deserve their win today, and I'm full of admiration for the way they showed great character in adversity on the back of two defeats and 2-0 down. That will hopefully serve us well for the remainder of the season.
And Harry Arter coming back from injury, you're getting a few injuries back now. Is the international break going to help you, hopefully
we'll see. We're pleased. Our bench today looked really strong, and I think that's been a real positive thing, because in previous weeks we've been really stretched, but today we had a lot of players return, bench looked good, the squad looks good. If we can get a couple more back, then we'd be even stronger.
And a quarter of the way through, how sort of established do you feel as a Championship side at this stage?
I wouldn't say we feel like we firmly bedded ourselves in. I think we've got work to do. I certainly think we're going in the right direction. I certainly think there's been more positives than negatives, without a doubt. I think a lot of the players have grown with the level and have gone on to do better and produce really good performances. A couple may have struggled the other way, but that's the game. And we'll endeavour to improve the squad and move things forward and try and be progressive.
And the sort of pattern of the wins, you've beaten Millwall, you've beaten Doncaster. You're beating sides that, I know I'm going to go into dangerous territory, that other people might perhaps expect you to beat if you're establishing yourself. Is that a fair comment?
I don't look at it like that. I never have done. We take every game on its merits. I mean, today was an extremely difficult game. You have to look at the sides that Millwall have beaten recently, home and away. So no, every game's difficult. We respect everyone the same. We now have Leicester and Nottingham Forest. We know it'll be incredibly difficult games away from home. But hopefully this will give us the confidence to go there and give a good account of ourselves.